Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for a weekly visit with John Hancock and Michael Kelly, something we're starting here on Total Information AM. We're going to start with the latest with Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. The hearings in Jefferson City, now underway, are being held behind closed doors. So, Michael Kelly, do you think they should be?
I don't think so. Obviously, you have to protect the confidentiality of any of the witnesses that are involved in this thing. But most of this should be happening in public. And I think the Democrats have been pushing to get that done. I do think there is going to be a thorough investigation, and eventually we're going to get a report. But why wouldn't it be open?
Yeah, I think it's closed because the woman involved doesn't want to be known. And, there's some concern, I think, legitimate questions that, you know, she never came forward to issue a complaint. There's no police report here. I've never thought there was much of any kind of value to this whole issue as it relates to Kim Gardner's investigation.
And again, Michael, this is something where you have a victim who didn't come forward, who does want to remain out of the public eye. Does that justify the closed hearings?
Well, absolutely. As it relates to her testimony, that would be the case. But there's a lot of other folks that are going to come in there and testify. And what is the reason to keep that confidential?
And so, John Hancock, let's turn to another topic now. We have the North Korea announcement from Thursday. President Trump says he's going to meet with Kim Jong-un. What do you think of that?
Well, potentially it's huge. This would be historic in terms of a U.S. president sitting down with a leader of North Korea. The peril and the threat that exists with North Korea's nuclear program is real, and it imperils the entire globe. But I would caution folks not to get too excited. North Korea has got a history of lying. But I think the fact that we're going to sit down and begin talking is positive. And I think it's a direct result of the sanctions that were put in place that clearly are having an effect in North Korea.
I saw one headline, Michael Kelly, that said the president's being played on this, that this is exactly what Kim Jong-un wants, is to bring him in, and it's not really going to advance a whole lot toward the peace process. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if that's the case. I mean, look, one of the statements that came from the South Korean ambassadors this past week was that the North Korean regime wants to denuclearize, and that would be a positive development. If Donald Trump's able to pull this off, this will be the most significant win he's had. John mentioned that, you know, we've got to be a little bit cautious. We've got a crazy man and little rocket man. You can't hold the man to his word. But you're hopeful that the foreign policy and the State Department folks, who kind of been left out of the loop so far and have even soft-pedaled this a little bit since the announcement, will get included, and that the president's not just going in there half-cocked.
What do you think the end game is here for Kim Jong-un?
I think to stay alive. I mean, when you have those planes and the military exercises that are happening constantly, self-preservation comes into thought. I don't know that this man ever wants to be a world partner, but I think he'd like to be left alone and not have the B-2 bombers and all of the American muscle flying over his country.
So, John, he invites that muscle, but do you agree with Michael that he wants to survive?
Yeah, I mean, that's what this regime's always been about, is self-sustaining. And he has placed that in some real peril with the way he's pursued his nuclear policies and nuclear capabilities. He's really imperiled that the regime's ability to survive. So that's what's in it for Kim. What's in it for the United States is a more peaceful planet.
All right, one more topic, the tariffs. A lot of controversy. The president came out with it. Even a lot of the Republicans are against it. Good news for Granite City Steel. Could be bad news for others. John Hancock, I'll start with you. Your thoughts on this tariff situation?
Well, I'm not for it. I think tariffs are really bad public policy. Now, it's possible that what the president's doing is threatening tariffs so that he can renegotiate some trade deals. I'm gratified that Canada and Mexico were taken out of this proposal. But if we go ahead and impose 25% steel tariffs and 10% aluminum tariffs, we're the ones that are going to pay that as consumers. And tariffs are just, it's bad public policy.
Michael Kelly?
Well, I'm thrilled to hear that jobs would be coming back to the United States. We heard the announcement of the Granite City Steel. You know, a lot of us have been talking for several decades about how the unfair trade agreements really hurt us. But now we've built an economy that's not really a manufacturing-based economy in this country. And you worry about the effects of this as it relates to other businesses like Anheuser-Busch, who needs that aluminum to be able to sell that beer. And so a lot to be seen, but yet another example where the president's got his own track and the Republicans and people in his own administration are resigning over this because they think it's a failed policy. And one of the consequences of that may be probably one of Donald Trump's biggest wins so far has been the economy, and he may be finding a way to tank it himself.
And John Hancock, among his biggest supporters, many of them now are turning against him on this issue. How might that impact his administration, his presidency?
Well, you got to let it play out. It's clear that there's not much support for tariffs in the Congress. And I think that most folks in business generally favor free trade. You look at what this would do potentially to the agriculture industry in a state like Missouri. If you get into a trade war, it's inflationary. It's gonna raise the price of everything we buy. And it's just not good for anybody.
And Michael, finally, what do you make of the Republican break with the president?
Well, it's kind of cool to see them finally get a backbone because they've allowed this president to roll over them from the start. Hopefully they will continue to push back on not only this tariffs, but his failed Russian policy and so many other things that they've just chose to look the other way. Maybe we're starting to see a new shot of leadership in the Republicans in Congress, but I won't hold my breath.
Michael Kelly and John Hancock, thanks again for joining me on Total Information AM. Talk to you next week.
Take care, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.